Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, you beautiful, fabulous, amazing, fascinating, healthy, and in love people. In love, people. I'm in love with you. I am home, coming to you from what we wussy Californians call cold. I think it's 50-something out there right now. Oh, it makes me laugh. Coming from Kansas, where it goes below zero, you know. So I just want to tell you all that last webinar that we did has opened up an amazing expansion into the work. All kinds of interesting and fabulous information is coming in around being love and thinking love. I had an experience just a couple of days ago, and something plugged me in, and I got pissed off, and I quietly heard the voice go, "Think love, Dee." And I went, "Oh, yeah, yeah." So I went to my love place, and I just thought love, and I'm telling you, it reset me in seconds. In seconds, I was back instead of into the reaction. And that's the secret of it all, guys, is stay conscious and teach your brain to reset to the positive that you want. So, as you know, our next amazing webinar, and they all are, is Tuesday night. I'm doing it with Gabrielle, my daughter. And I'm not doing it with her as my daughter. I am doing it with her because I have great respect for what she learned about herself, which affects all her relationships, and how she took steps to move into and be that state of love and find herself again. So those of you that were at Creation Station know what a great communicator she is. She taught a half hour on using social media for your business and everything. And I was kind of dumbfounded. I went, "I've done a very good job here." She is her own person. And when I was preparing for Tuesday night, I said to the channel, "Okay, I want to bring this all together, the being love and the relationships and how they affect everything in our life." So here are two examples of what we're going to do, some of what we're going to do Tuesday night. Everybody will get their highest core belief, of course, around what they need to bring into alignment in the relationship of themselves that is affecting their relationship with everyone and everything. So the first thing that the channel said you want to know is you're the creator. You are the creator of your relationship with yourself, and you are the creator of relationships with other people, with money, with your body, etc. So, under that, affecting that, they took me to core belief number 5. I have to give up me so I can take care of others. If you have that core belief within yourself, that means the relationship with yourself is giving yourself up. And what you will attract then are people that ask you to give yourself up in exchange for their love, their honor, their respect, and their attention. Remember, whatever you put out, the universe has to find a way to match. So if I'm putting out, I have to give up me so I can take care of others, I will attract others that are needy and want me to give up me to take care of them. Also, it took me under that to number 50. I do not have permission to love who I am. If you are not giving yourself permission to love who you are, then you are not giving anyone else permission to love who you are. And that will be mirrored in your relationships with everything. So, if you do not give yourself permission to love who you are, why would you attract the money that you want? Why would you attract the partners that you want? Why would your body then respond to you with health? All right, and the second one was core belief number 25. And this one I had to sit with for a minute. When I am connected to the I am not safe. Now, your I am is your I am creative force. So, you know, we talk a lot about anytime you say I am, whatever comes after is a direction to your energy. If you believe that when you are connected to your creative force and ability, you are not safe, you will either not create relationships that will help expand you. You'll either do that or in one way or another, you won't attract energy that helps you expand. And you will be pulling back from connecting with energy that does create your expansion. Okay? So that's a little taste of what we're going to go into. And of course, the little child figures into all of this. Like I've told you, my whole childhood was watching my mom take care of my dad, my grandmother take care of my grandfather. Equals Dee's belief that women have to take care of men and support them. Equals many relationships in my life where I had to take care of them at my expense, which goes back into I have to give up me to take care of others, which is what I saw all the prominent women in my family doing. So until we get clear about that, we're not going to shift it, are we? The other thing, you're going to be getting an email from Lauren, hopefully sometime this week. I'm getting ready to get Creation Station, our 2.5-day training on the books, here on the calendar. I kind of have an idea of what I want to go into, but the suggestion was made that I put it out to you and go, okay, if you're interested in coming for a weekend, what are the most important topics you want covered in that weekend so that we can hone down and get some clarity on all this? Okay. We're going to balance all that, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, so it is. And can I go to the calls? We're off and running. Here we go. LaVon in Reno. Whoops, you're on.
Good morning, Dee Dee.
Hi, sweet thing. How are you?
The sun is shining here, so it's very good. Last week it was snowing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the sun's out here, too. Doesn't it make a difference?
It does. It makes me feel so much better.
Yeah, yeah.
As I was writing notes from the last Sunday show, the word I kept jumping out at me. So I stopped and took a look at it. And every occurrence of the word I is capitalized, like the word God.
Yes.
And I thought, how special are we that I and God are synonymous? I and God are one.
That's right, baby. Yeah, thank you for that. And that's why it was so interesting, guys, after the last webinar, those of you that were on this unbelievably powerful webinar, you saw how the further we got in the webinar, the more everybody's major belief, the positive redirection, all started toward the same thing. That continued the next day with people writing in that I couldn't get to. And ultimately, guys, what it came down to was some form of I am the powerful God of me who loves who I am.
Yes.
If you just remember that one, that's all you have to get for right now around health and wellness in every area. So
awesome.
That's, and speaking to what you brought in, LaVon, I've already started putting together, because it's taking some studying here, a webinar on what exactly I am means.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the power that it's all powerful, really, when you really understand. If you look at everything, well, not everything, but the channel thing, if you look at what Christ really said, he was offering a guideline to what we needed to claim for ourselves. Of course, making that jump into that power, man had to create something else or someone else to go through, because God forbid we were allowed to be that powerful by other men, right? So anyway, it's a timely thing you're bringing up, and I'm on it.
I feel the power of the word I as you're speaking, like I've never felt before.
Well, there's just a lot of energy shifts. Like I said, that we expanded into so much more power and understanding during that Vitality webinar, LaVon.
Yeah.
So thank you all of you who participated. Thank you for opening with that. That's a great message, LaVon.
Have a wonderful Sunday. Give Randy a hug for you.
I will. Okay. Everybody have a great Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Johanna, what is this life-threatening thing that happened here?
Oh, I swallowed. Hi, Dee. You've already touched on some things for me. Thank you, and thank you for calling on me. I swallowed some. I made a lasagna, and I thought that what I swallowed was a hard-crusted piece of lasagna. It was stuck in my throat. And long story short, 8 hours later, I had surgery, and it was a needle. A needle had been
God.
In the lasagna noodle. Yes. And so I am so I'm now.
Freaked
I'm
out.
I'm freaked out. My body is weird. And
okay,
you know,
all right,
all right. Like, what
let's
do I go to? You know, just everything.
Okay, so this is a perfect example of being in reaction.
Yeah.
This reaction is not going to get you where you want to go, which is back to the state of balance and peace and health and wellness. Right?
Right.
Okay, take a breath. Just take a breath. Don't want any more story. Just take a breath. Go to your love place. Good. Just feel into love. Think love. Be love. That is where you want to live as much as you can to rebalance yourself into the state of health and wellness. When you choose to be, think, experience love, it is scientifically impossible for your brain to also go to pain and fear. So that's your action. They want to give you the core belief behind why this happened. Okay? This page, yeah. No. This page here. Oh, my God. Okay, the first part. I want to go back, but I'm stuck here. Where do you want to go back to in regards to your family?
New Mexico? But not really?
Well, you want to go back to the state of how things were.
Yes, when we were all connected and together, my
yes.
sons and I. Yes.
Yes. Kind of like a sewing needle sews you all together, keeps you all together.
Yes.
Okay. You know, Johanna, you know that your energy is connected to any energy that you want to be connected to. That's all we
yeah.
are, energy. And when
yeah.
you hold the intention, I mean, my daughter and I say often to each other, you know, we've always been connected by this golden thread of love. Wherever we go, wherever we are, we just see that thread connecting us. So can you do that right now?
Yes.
Yeah. If you miss somebody, call them. If you really miss somebody, go see them. But you have to acknowledge what your heart is wanting first. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. That's what it's about, and I want you all, whatever negativity might be going on, fear, lack, whatever it is, practice consciously taking yourself to love. Because we are holding the intention that love rebalances everything and creates everything we want, but not if we worry, not if we go into fear, not if we have judgment, blah, blah, blah. Okay. There's nothing else, baby. That's your answer. And boy, that was important. All right. You got it, right? You bet. You bet. Boy, I'm glad you're all right, sweetheart. All right, Miss Gina in California. I know you're not in California. Where are you?
I am in California, but my phone number's in Chicago.
Oh, it's so, yeah, okay. All right, what's your question?
My question is, and you kind of partially answered it, but I have been waking up with a lot of anxiety. I'm leaving to go out of the country on Wednesday to Australia. I haven't been there in 15 years.
Oh, my God. I love Australia.
I do, too. And there's change. Every time I open my email, there's a change on the other side, like of the people I'm visiting. And I don't know. I'm duly worrying. Yes.
What is the one word the channel said, if you can do this in 2024, you'll be fine?
Love myself.
Adapt.
Oh, okay, good.
Those who can adapt will have a great year. I've already had like 5 major examples of that in my life just in January and these first few weeks in February. And it's so true. When you go, okay, well, here's another change. All right, well, let me adapt to that change. And then all of a sudden, it's not in your way.
Yeah,
you're putting
that's
it
good.
In your way, and it doesn't have to be, Gina.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay.
That is so helpful.
Yeah.
So helpful.
And
thank you.
Worry is a negative pair, remember.
Right.
So every time.
You don't want to happen. Yeah.
That's right. So when something else changes, you go, okay, I'm adapting. And hold on, I'm waiting for the words. I'm adapting. And clearly directing joy, ease, and a fulfilling experience in Australia. Isn't that what you want?
Yes.
Okay. Start feeling love around that. All right?
Okay. Thank you so much. Really,
you
really
bet.
Appreciate it. Okay.
I love you too. All right, I'm going to Gina in South Carolina. Hello.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good, baby. How are you?
I'm excellent. Life is great. I have a question. So I'm living in joy. I'm having fun. And when it comes to creating sales, that's not coming in. And when I create for other people, like if I'm posting a video, that's exactly the same as my own company, the exact same video. It'll get like 25 million views. And when I post the same video for my own company, it'll get 80 views. And I could create sales for them. I'm just not creating sales for myself.
Okay. You just stated your own belief.
Okay. I can't create for me.
I can create sales for everybody else. I can't create sales for me. That's as specific as you can get. So
okay.
What do you want?
I want those for me.
Yeah, but right now, you're not loving feeling those sales because you don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When you do this for other people, there is no, oh, my God, I got to get a bunch of views here and got to get sales. You just do it for them to produce the best product you can produce, right?
Yeah.
But when we go into doing it for ourselves, there's this agenda and this I've got to prove this is going to work for me thing. I think we've talked about this before in different ways, Gina. That pushes it away because subconsciously what the belief is underneath there is the sales aren't going to happen. So I'm going to push and I'm going to keep making other things. And why aren't the sales happening? Why aren't the sales happening? Instead of feeling love and being love, which is the state that the sales are created from.
Okay.
Can you feel the difference?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Everybody,
yeah.
Just practice this with me, will you? This, whatever physical things, emotional things, mental things, money things, success things, please just start practicing creating them from being this frequency of love. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain. But like the channel has said many times, taking action from a place that you are not aligned to get the results from is wasted energy. Being love first and then creating, then you get results, but you don't do it to get the results. Okay, go ahead, Gina.
I totally get that. I feel like I am something around success for myself that I'm blocking. Maybe it's like I can't handle the success or something like that. I feel like there's a limited belief there around success that's also creating this blockage.
Okay, Gina, I want you to do me a favor. I want you, when you get off the show, I want you to sit and write down everything you were taught about success, whether you were verbally taught it or whether you watched it play out, especially success for women.
Okay.
See, my message was the only one who can be successful in a relationship is a woman, and then she has to kill herself and take care of everything. That's what I watched when I was growing up. You know, there's a thing they're reminding me of that came through in the very first part of the work where there's a lot of us who don't want to move on beyond what our mother or fathers did because we feel that that's in some place disrespectful. And that's kind of the area you're going to. So when you get finished with making out that list, email me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
In the meantime, go to love.
Okay. Got it.
All right. All right, baby. Thank you. Oh, Shirley in Paris. Hi. Bonjour.
Hi, Didi. Bonjour. Can you hear me?
I can.
Great. Fantastic. Hi, Dee. Oh, my God. I'm so happy I finally got myself together and I can be on this call. And it's been fabulous. Thank you, ladies, because Jenna, she gave me a whole bunch of information. So I was calling Dee, and I wanted to know what the channel had to say about where am I falling out in my abundance. and what is happening, why am I having difficulty creating financial stability?
Well, the first mm-hmm. thing that comes in, and forgive my French, but this is the way they're giving it to me. you have a shitty relationship with money. So let's get more specific.
Yes.
First of all, you don't like it.
Okay.
You don't like that you don't have it. You can't create something that you don't like, guys. Or you can create what you don't like if you have a belief that you have to pay for getting what you want. When I say that's not yours. So
that's not mine.
There's
okay.
two things to get into alignment to make more money. This page here. Okay. I can never be God is the first thing. You're the only one that can
mm-hmm.
create making money. Yeah, but you keep seeing it outside of you. There's a job. There's a person. There's an experience. There's something outside of me that I have to find to make the money. You've got to create
yeah.
the money within you first by loving it and just being love. I'm going to say it until I'm blue in the face. That's the first thing.
No, but
hold
on. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. Second thing, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
Movie. Oh, my God. Love Actually.
Well, I rest my case.
No, but Dee, I don't think I hate money, but I cringe because I worry that I'm not able to keep it. I've been fortunate to have money come my way. It's just
well, then
staying.
I would learn how to handle money better, Shirley.
Okay, so here's the though. Thank you very much for saying that. So there is an academy that I can start learning how to trade and learn about
Get yourself in alignment.
Oh.
First, go to
okay.
your love place. Go to your love place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, just take it. You don't just go there, you know. You wallow in it.
Feel it.
You, yeah. Okay. That's what handling money really well feels like. Feels good and powerful and loving. And safe. All the things you want. Bring that together, knowing that you, within you, is where everything is created first. And then take action. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. You got it. You got it. That's what you do.
Okay.
All right.
I hear that. I'm just in my mind. I'm thinking,
I don't want you to go to your mind, Shirley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't go to your mind.
My heart.
To your heart. What does your heart tell you? When you go to the love and go to your heart, what does it tell you?
That I haven't been loving it or loving
okay.
me.
Okay. Okay. It's very simple. Don't fight for the negative argument. Not going to get you what you want. All right, baby. You can do this. I know you can. Oh, Kirk, Long Island, you're on.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. There's so many questions already answered. Right
shocker.
Right on topic as usual. Sending a whole bunch of love to you and your newly expanded family.
Thank you, Kirk.
I think about you a lot, and that joy is coming through even when I'm on my morning walks.
Oh, thank you. I have your pictures all up over, my office, so I think of you a lot, too. What can I answer for you today?
A lot of things are starting to fall into place, and I know there are additional layers of me accepting my bigness And I want to know what's the best thing I can get into alignment, or the most valuable thing I can get into alignment at this time.
Take a guess.
Love myself.
Love yourself. Love the bigness. Love making it. Love being there. You see, guys, you can't try to get there and be there at the same time. You have to accept that you're already there within you. You're the one that gets to choose how to handle your bigness. You're the one that gets to choose how big you get. Right?
Yes.
So there's nothing to be in fear of about your bigness. The fear is, will I handle me and it in a consciously aware way? Well, will you? Are you directing that? Because you know energy follows direction. So that's your answer.
Okay.
Direct your knowing and your love into, I'm the power here. I am the creative force that creates me successfully handling everything in my life. I'm already there, already doing it. Feels like love. Let me just be love and think love, because the universe knows what I want. Okay?
Yep.
Hold on. Is there anything else, anything higher? No, sir. That's your answer. Okay?
And a shout out. Yep. And a shout out to my best friend, Genevieve. It's her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Genevieve. Yeah. Tell her hi for me. Thanks for calling in. It's great to hear from you, Kirk.
Okay.
Kate in New Mexico, you're on.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm already there. I'm already doing it, and it feels like love. That was a great.
Yep.
A big sigh. Not a bad sigh, a big release. That was.
You got to claim it to create it, guys. See, most of us still are going, well, when I have it, I'll know it. No, it works the other way. You know it, and then you have it.
So,
right.
Kind of like, go ahead.
No, go. I was just going to say, go ahead, ask your question.
Last week, a similar caller, I got sick twice in 2 months. And so I've had this respiratory crap now for like 6 weeks.
Okay.
So what, I've never had that in my life. I've never gotten sick twice in 2 months. So what do I need to get into alignment to clear
it
out?
Well, first of all, stop focusing on, oh my gosh, I got sick twice in 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's let that scary story go.
Okay.
So respiratory things are about not breathing easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you guys just get out of your reaction and think these things through, you will teach yourself to get to the answer. And that's my intention, is that you all, and we saw on the Vitality webinar, person after person after person who had gotten their highest answer, and it was correct. So the highest question we can ask is, why aren't you breathing easier? So where is it in your life, Miss Kate, where you would like to just go, Ah, oh, well, that's yeah. done. What comes up?
The first thing is work and career area. It was that first thing that popped in.
Yeah. So you know you want something and you're not giving it, you're not acknowledging it to yourself. What do you want in the work and career area that you're not giving or acknowledging yourself?
My own business, doing it. I kind of do things, I guess, halfway.
Okay.
Or I kind of skirt around what I want. Part
yeah.
of it. I'm good at doing half of what I want.
Well, and you're kind of half breathing now, aren't you?
So yeah.
The core belief behind not going all the way, doing half of what you need to do, this page here, 1-5. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong.
Wow.
I'm not supposed to be having my own business. I'm not supposed to be having my own business that's really successful, where I make a lot of money in, where I'm my own boss, where I'm happy, where I can use all my creativity to
right.
expand it. And Gina, I'm going back to you not making your sales. That, you know, that's all a part of that also for you. So does that make sense, Kate? You want to take a deep breath and sigh around the love you have for creating your own business and being successful in it. Can you breathe that in?
Yeah, what you just said to the last caller, and I'm already there. That was part of it. That opened the door.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, yeah. You can't keep trying to do something and already be doing it. That's gaslighting ourselves, guys.
Mm.
Yeah, but I've been working on this for 10 years. It is a, hi, I've been kidding myself for 10 years. Unless, of course, you know, you're in college and you're studying, and that's not what they're talking about. They're talking right. about those of us who think about doing something that we want to do, and then we think about it, and the next year we think about it, and the next year we think about it, and we think we're actually doing something about it because we're thinking about it. So take a breath of fresh air, Kate. The breath of the fresh air of I am creating this now. Yeah, and feel the love around successfully having that business.
Yeah, it feels sparkly. It feels like
yeah.
gold sparkly. It feels a lot
sparkly.
Lighter.
I like that. Sparkly's good. Absolutely. That's where you want to live and really embrace that beingness and then take action. What can I do today? What can I do? And if your mind comes in and goes, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, you go, no, going back to my heart. Let me feel my love into this. Just try it with me, guys.
Yeah.
Try it and do it. Okay? And let's see where
yeah,
it gets
that's
us. The channel has never, ever guided us incorrectly. Okay. And if any of you are questioning any of this, I invite you to re-listen or listen to the Vitality of Health and Wellness webinar. You'll get it. All right. You got your answer, Kate. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, we're going to Jen in New York. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Great to hear your voice and great to listen to your show.
Thank you.
Kirk already told you it's my birthday today. I can't believe both of us got on.
Happy birthday to you. I hope you have a great one, baby.
I'm sure. I've had a quite an interesting life. I'm in, I think, in good spirit and good health and good interesting things happening. And I was just wondering if the channel had anything to say about the next year with my health, wellness, work.
Ask a specific question, Jen.
Okay.
Because you're not asking what you really want to know.
Okay. I am in my late 70s now. I'm still working. Semester to semester, I wonder whether I will continue another semester. And I do, and I feel healthy enough to. And I'm just wondering, is there time that I should be working to?
Okay, all right. Yeah, you are. And what happens when we're confused is we don't ask for what we really want, and then the universe can't answer us.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to know what the block is, the belief is around health and succeeding,
mm-hmm.
not success, health and succeeding. Okay, we're going to this page here. Okay, you don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. Why do you think your body is going to abandon you? Who died young?
My brother.
Okay. That would be where we're going, and I'm getting my big yes. Okay. So he died before he was able to what?
I think spend more time with me enjoying our talents and our abilities.
All right. So don't feel guilty that you're still here and can do what you were going to do together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? His energy is standing right by you.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And, okay. So you're still doing it with him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold yourself back because he's physically not here. And that's the core of what you called about today.
Oh, okay.
Love yourself enough to know that you're supposed to go on and create everything you guys dreamed about. He's there. He's helping you. Ask him. Tell him, all right, I'm committed. We're doing this together. Just like
mm-hmm.
when you were here in embodiment.
Uh-huh.
I asked for help from my brother and my late husband all the time. And whenever I ask, something shows up.
Great.
But you got to ask. And you got to be
okay.
clear about what you want to ask. And that's it. Guys,
mm-hmm.
any of you that have lost anyone, move on. They want you to be happy. They want you to succeed and do whatever it is you want to do. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Oh, my God. It's already 9:50. Good Lord. How did we do that so fast? Okay. Well, let's say it together loud and proud. Come on. Really feel into your love place. Maybe let's say it soft. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more. Because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation.
Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.